This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The numbers for Incredibles 2 are still reverberating around town. The Disney Pixar movie had a record-breaking launch of $180 million. The superhero sequel had the best debut of all time for an animated film. The previous record was held by another Pixar flick, Finding Dory, which opened with $135 million.
Disney rules of old!
Daniel Clark, best known for playing Sean Cameron on Degrassi The Next Generation, is clueless why he didn't get the invite to the Degrassi cast reunion with Drake and appear in his I'm Upset video just like the rest of the cast. He says nobody ever reached out to him. He says he's shocked because about 20 of his former co-stars made the cut. Man, that hurts. What up, Drake? Kesha announced a four-day Caribbean cruise festival that sets sail in February 2019. The singer will perform two unique sets during the Weird and Wonderful Rainbow Ride, which will feature both music and other activities. The cruise will set sail from Tampa, Florida. Double occupancy staterooms begin at $895 per person. Hope Dr. Luke isn't on board. 20-year-old slain rapper XXXTentacion immediately went limp when he was shot in the neck. He was killed in front of a motorcycle dealership in Deerfield Beach, Florida, in what police say was a botched armed robbery. The rapper's Louis Vuitton bag was also stolen. The news caused a riot on Melrose Avenue here, and police had to disperse the crowd. The shooter's been arrested. R.I.P. Millie Bobby Brown, who stars on Netflix's Stranger Things, revealed to fans on Instagram that she split her kneecap, marking her first ever broken bone. As a result, the 14-year-old actress is at home resting up. News of her injury comes days after Brown quit Twitter after being made the subject of a variety of homophobic memes. Hey, internet trolls, get a life! Chris Hardwick's ex-girlfriend, actress Chloe Dykstra, went on social media detailing abuse allegations against Chris. AMC, which was set to broadcast Talking with Chris Hardwick, pulled the show off its schedule. Hardwick hosts other programs for AMC, including The Talking Dead. He also will no longer moderate panels at Comic-Con either. Fact? Or was she talking out of her ass? Tommy Lee's son, Brandon, revealed that the Motley Crue rocker paid six figures to send him to rehab, and now Brandon is offering to pay for his dad to seek treatment. It's the latest salvo in a feud between them. Brandon said, quote, "I thank my dad for paying for my treatment. It's the best thing he's ever done for me. I would like to offer to pay for his treatment," unquote. Aw, like father, like son. Idiots. Grey's Anatomy actor Jesse Williams' divorce just got way more expensive because a judge has just doubled his monthly nut. Jesse's been ordered to pay $50,000 a month in child support to estranged wife Aaron Drake Lee. He'd previously been ordered to pay over $50,000 a month in spousal support. Jesse and Aaron have two kids, and so that means over $100,000 a month. Ouch. Aw. The wedding is off for Jillian Michaels and her fiancé Heidi Rose as the couple has split up. The Biggest Loser trainer announced the news on Instagram, addressing her followers as her tribe. Jillian said, quote, "We found we're better friends and parents living apart than staying together," unquote. Jillian and Heidi have two children. When will the kids' therapy start? Looks like it's totally back on between Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. Yep, the pair recently sparked rumors that they've rekindled their romance after being snapped together in New York. The twosome were spied kissing while overlooking NYC's East River and later making out in Rockefeller Park. Bieber and Baldwin briefly dated in 2015. That Justin gets around, huh? Slut. Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker is suffering from blood clots in his arms, which are preventing his ability to play. As a result, the band's postponed its ongoing residency at the Palms Hotel in Las Vegas. Barker is also suffering from a staph infection, but has promised to be back soon. Blood clots can lead to serious medical issues and even death. Get well soon, Travis. The John Travolta crime biopic Gotti has gotten whacked at the box office, earning just $1.6 million. This was the worst opening for him since the 1991 film Shout, which opened to $1.61 million and was considered his biggest pre-Pulp Fiction flop. Also, Gotti scored a zero rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Man, looks like John got greased. An appeals court slashed Rebel Wilson's $3.5 million damage award to $454,000 after a magazine publisher appealed the amount of its payout in a defamation case. The Australian comic actress, best known for Pitch Perfect and Bridesmaids, won the case that ruled German publisher Bauer Media lied about her and caused her to lose work. Justice? No.
Has been.
56-year-old actress Heather Locklear had been agitated during the day, so her parents went over to her home to see what was wrong. When they got there, Heather got violent, choking her mother and hitting her father. Her mother called the cops, and Heather was taken to a hospital for a psych evaluation because she was looking for a gun to kill herself. Wow, so sad.
The trash bin.
Mel B got a restraining order against her ex, Stephen Belafonte. Now he's not allowed to be within 100 yards of the America's Got Talent judge until their next hearing. Mel also asked the judge to order Stephen to stay away from her three daughters, but that was denied. He agreed, though, to destroy all the sex tapes he and Mel had made during their relationship. Yep, idiots.
The news wrap-up.
Apple has signed Oprah Winfrey to produce original content for Apple TV. Dropbox shares jumped 32% this week, leading a huge rally in new software IPOs. Instagram announced the launch of IGTV, its new long-form video platform. Google said it'll invest $550 million in cash into Chinese e-commerce player JD.com.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Jurassic World 2 unseats Incredibles 2 at the box office.
The number one album.
It's Youngblood by 5 Seconds of Summer.
The number one app.
Bloom's TD6 is the best-selling app.
The number one book.
Kitchen Confidential by the late Anthony Bourdain remains the number one nonfiction book.
Alessia Cara got her start producing acoustic covers at the age of 13 on her own YouTube channel. Fast forward, in 2015, she released her debut single, Here, which was a hit in the U.S., peaking at number 5 on the charts. Her debut album, Know It All, reached number 9 and also featured the song Scars to Your Beautiful, which was another big hit for her. Last year, Cara collaborated with DJ and producer Zedd to create the single Stay, and with rapper Logic on his song 1-800-273-8255. Cara received nominations for 4 Grammy Awards, and she won for Best New Artist in 2018. Here's the super talented Alessia Cara with the song of the week, Growing Pains.
Try to mend what's left of my content and comprehension as I take on the stress of the mess that I've made. Don't know if I even care for grown, if it's just alone. Yeah. And I guess the bad can get better. Gotta be wrong before it's right. Every happy phrase engraved in my mind. I've always been a go-getter. There's truth in every word I write. But still the growing pains, they're keeping me up at night.
That was Alessia Cara with the Song of the Week, growing pains. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.